CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To go where no man named Shatner has gone before. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're going to the edge of the atmosphere, but not quite into space. Bob, a very good evening to you. Shatner is a genius. You write this, you are accurate. How so, Bob?
Well, I wanted to make clear, he did not get Shatner on the suborbital New Shepard flight that he did midweek this week. He did get into space. He just barely got into space for a very short period of time. The New Shepard, the spacecraft that Blue Origin has, does reach space, but it's suborbital, so it gets up there for a very short time and comes back. It essentially, by the way, repeats the first American space flight back in the early 60s by Alan Shepard. It's a suborbital hop that goes up and comes back down, and it's in space and weightless for about 5 minutes or so. And so I have a short essay on Behind the Black entitled Shatner versus Today's America. Because if you watch the video of the moment they get out of the capsule, when Shatner comes out, he hugs Jeff Bezos, who's there to celebrate with everybody, and they're cheering, and the younger people and the other people that were passengers are cheering. And Shatner wants to talk about the emotional impact this flight had on him. And he's very clearly not interested in drinking champagne or screaming and yelling. He wants to talk about how that impacted him. And there's a really telling moment right at the beginning where he's trying to talk to Jeff Bezos about this, how it's really affected him. He's 90 years old. He's lived a long life. He really is now close. You know, at that age, you begin to think about the end of your life a lot. And he's just had this really profound experience. He wants to talk about it. And Bezos is more interested in spraying champagne on everybody, or at least celebrating. And he actually almost ignores Shatner at first. It's kind of an embarrassing moment. And then Bezos realizes Shatner's going to say what he wants to say, and he better pay attention. So Shatner, he's almost in tears when he struggles to describe his experience. What really shocked him in this launch, and he says so, was the relative thinness of the atmosphere. You're flying in a rocket straight up very quickly, and so very quickly, the color of the sky changes from blue, which we see here, to black, which tells you you're now outside in space. And to him, that was profound. And I'll quote him. This air, which is keeping us alive, is thinner than your skin. It's a sliver. It's immeasurably small when you think in terms of the universe. And then he thanks Bezos. What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what has just happened. It's extraordinary. I hope I never recover, can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it. It's so much larger than me and life. And he was almost in tears, Shatner. Now, I point out, Shatner is an actor, always been an actor. That's what he's been trained for. For actors, emotion is the most important thing, and actors specialize in expressing emotion on film or on the stage, and Shatner's been doing this his whole life. But this moment, he was not expressing the emotions of an imaginary character like James T. Kirk. But he was expressing his own personal emotions, and he managed to do it in the best possible way. And I say on the website, Godspeed, William Shatner, we will miss you when you're gone. That Bezos, though, that Jeff Bezos was not prepared to hear Shatner speak profoundly at this moment illustrates, I think, something very significant between Shatner from an older generation and modern America. Shatner comes from the World War II generation. Remember, one of his first roles was in Judgment at Nuremberg. He played an officer helping the prosecutor during those Nuremberg trials. He was alive and was participating in World War II. And so he comes from a different, more civilized generation. And that generation believes strongly, and I know this because I'm old enough to remember how they thought, strongly believed in applying thought to one's emotions, rather than let those emotions rule. And another example of that, John, is if you look at old Apollo 11 tapes, when things happen that are significant, Mission Control doesn't stand up and cheer. They're very quiet. They're emotional, but they're applying thought to those emotions. Now, that contrasts with Bezos and all the younger people that were in the, that were celebrating this short flight, because they were more interested in cheering and jumping up and down and spraying champagne on each other. And that tells us a great deal about the thoughtful America that I think is now gone, and it's been replaced by a thoughtless, emotional America that is unfortunate.
Starliner. Bob, they're investigating what's wrong with Starliner. Do we have a clue?
No. So anyway, this week Boeing had an update on its investigation of what prevented the August launch of Starliner's second attempted unmanned demo launch to ISS. The first had failed, had gotten into space, but had to be aborted before it docked because of about 60 software issues, some of which might have killed people if the reactions hadn't been fast to fix things to get it back to ground. So they got those fixed after a year and a half, and then in August they were going to try again, and mere hours before launch they had abort. And they had abort because 13 or something like 64 valves would not open in preliminary procedures, test procedures, as part of the normal countdown. They wouldn't reopen as they were supposed to. 13, not just one, 13. And so they have taken the capsule back, and they've been inspecting it, and they've tried to figure it out. And they have now, quote, Boeing has identified a most probable cause related to oxidizer and moisture interactions, which suggests that somehow the wet climate of Florida was influencing these valves. They are now thinking that they're not going to be able to get this launch off before the end of this year. It's now scheduled for sometime in the first half of next year, which means they still haven't pinned the problem down. They're actually thinking of maybe using a different capsule instead in the next launch, a service module of a capsule. Keep the capsule, but replace the service module where these valves are. That they're thinking they can use a different service module suggests that it is not a systemic problem with all valves. What they found is specific to the valves on this particular service module capsule, and suggests some kind of quality control at Boeing in the assembly or development process. And that, once again, is very worrisome. Boeing has got to get these issues fixed. And I'm not talking about fixing the valves. I'm talking about their quality control issues, their management problems, or it's going to have a serious public relations problem selling this private capsule to passengers who might want to go on commercial flights like William Shatner's just this week.
Quickly, there's a spaceport in the Shetland Islands. Who's going to use it, Bob?
Well, this is Britain's attempt to bring commercial capitalism to space. This Shetland spaceport has just signed a 10-year launch contract with a new British startup rocket company called SkyAurora. SkyAurora is making a small sat rocket similar to Rocket Labs, and they have now signed a contract. They hope to get their first rocket launch off in 2022 in Shetland. And this is basically the United Kingdom trying to establish itself as a competitor, a worldwide competitor for launch services, knowing there's going to be a lot of small launches going on, John.
The reason we're now turning to commercial space is there's nothing but success. And OneWeb is one of those successes because it failed and then it got revived. And now it's using India's rockets. Is this new, Bob?
Well, okay, it's not yet using India's rockets. In fact, OneWeb this week had another launch. The Russians used a Soyuz 2 rocket to put up 36 more satellites. That constellation is now half complete. It's about to go operational, which will be in direct competition with SpaceX's Starlink constellation to provide internet services. OneWeb is significantly owned by an Indian company. It was an investment capital company from India that invested $500 million to take this company out of bankruptcy. And it appears that's had some influence. They announced this week that OneWeb is now going to work out an agreement with India's space agency to use India's rockets to launch future OneWeb satellites. They haven't done it yet, but they are talking about doing it. And that's obviously because much of their investment now comes from India, and they want to use India's rockets. What that means is that's going to hurt Ariana Space and the Russians, because it means some of the business is going to leak away from them to India at this point, John.
Bob, a detail about Shatner and about the suborbital launches and the orbital launches that are now available to private citizens for a fee, all of that. There is thinking in the world, and I'm looking at Great Britain right now, that this is a plaything for the super rich and doesn't connect to the problems of humanity. The reason I bring that up is because the problems of humanity are always with us. I recall a moment at Kennedy after the Apollo 11 success where there was dreaming of a Mars mission or going on more than NASA was funded for all of the Apollo missions that would follow. And it was decided not to go that way because the criticism was, what about the war on, and then name it, cancer, poverty, Vietnam, all of the programs of the Nixon administration. Here we are 50 years later. And I'm wondering if that argument is not going to come back, Bob.
It's coming back. There are people trying to push this, that, oh, these billionaires, they're just plaything in space, and we have problems here on Earth, and we should spend our money on that. And it's horrible and terrible, and I think that's hogwash, and it always has been hogwash. First of all, think of computers. The first few computers could not be afforded by ordinary people. It required wealthy people to buy them, play with them, and make them a profitable product.
Universities had to buy the IBM. And
that's right.
It's a whole underground passageway for
That's right. And over time, the costs, because people could buy them and there was profits made, and there was therefore then competition because there was money to be made. And so you get innovation, you get reduction, and you get computers that now everyone can afford. And you have one in your pocket every day.
I take your case, Bob. I'm just flagging. That we've been through this before, and it's coming back. That's all.
There is one thing I want to insert quickly, John. The difference between then and now is that when there were the naysayers with Apollo, it was a government program. They could shut the government program down. What's going on now is freedom, free people doing their own thing, and it's not a government program. It's not dependent on government money. So it's much more difficult to shut them down. The only way they can do it, instead of just simply cutting a budget, the only way they can do it is actually tyranny. Prevent freedom from running, and that's a different fear.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring soon enough in French Guiana. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.